As part of our naming, we come to name and honor two women whose vision inaugurated the World Council of Churches Ecumenical Decade for Women and enabled us to be here during this time. I invite Lois Wilson and Jan Love to come to the platform in the center to be blessed. Please stay there so we can bless you.
Aloud, your experience of God's faith, of God's justice, of the injustice in the world, and to give blessing and thanks for these acts of courage as they occur at your table. Please do that at this time in your community.
And dancing and singing in a canon. And I invite you all to really join in with your whole bodies in an expression of this lament. If you have any tears left in you, release them with your whole body, and as you follow the leaders in the canon for your section, when we do the lament by the waters of Babylon, really feel it from within and allow this to be a pouring out time in movement and song when we're ready.
By the waters, Babylon, we sat
Sophia, we are women in your image. With the hot blood of our wombs, we give form to new life. With the courage of our convictions, we pour out our lifeblood for justice.
Mother Sophia, we are women in your image. With the milk of our breasts, we suckle the children. With the knowledge of our hearts, we feed humanity.
Sophia, we are women in your image. With nectar between our thighs, we invite a lover, we birth a child. With our warm body fluids, we remind the world of its pleasures and sensations.
With the honey of wisdom in our mouths, we prophesy a full humanity to all the people.
Celebrate women attempting to preserve life while surrounded by war, famine, and disease.
We celebrate women's willingness to pour out their lifeblood for others, to celebrate, to fight, and to protect both what they believe in and those whom they love.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Pelo sarona, dita bile ka ofela.
Alleluia, pelo sarona, dita bile ka ofela. Alleluia, pelo sarona, dita bile ka ofela.
We celebrate your wisdom poured out upon women for eons.
We celebrate our unique perspectives, intelligence, intuition, and processes.
We celebrate our mentors, our guides, our spiritual mothers, our models.
Hallelujah, Pelo Sarona, Dita Bile Ka Ofela. Hallelujah, Pelo Sarona, Dita Bile Ka Ofela.
Hallelujah, Pelo Sarona, Dita Bile Ka Ofela. Hallelujah, Pelo Sarona, Dita Bile Ka Ofela.
We celebrate the nourishment of your milk and honey.
Your abundance drips through our fingers unto us, and we in turn feed others.
Through the sharing of this holy manna, we enter into community which strengthens and renews us for the struggle.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate the sensual life you give us.
We celebrate the sweat that pours from us during our labors.
We celebrate the fingertips vibrating upon the skin of a love.
We celebrate the tongue which licks a wound or wets our lips.
We celebrate our bodiliness, our physicality, the sensations of pleasure, our oneness with earth and water.
That we not get behind, would you use that same energy and drive to get outside and get your lunch and come back in so that we're not behind time? Go for it.
And we're proud to share them as some of our own people filled with the Spirit and willing to share it with you as you have brunch today. Welcome and enjoy Gwen Matthews, Debbie Duncan, Gwen's daughter Candy, and Dan Chenard, as you have a wonderful brunch. Good morning! Oh, you guys are good. I just want to hear it one more time. Good morning! Yay! This is a wonderful thing. Thanks for inviting us. We intend to have a wonderful time. We want you to have a wonderful time, and if you decide to put your forks down for a second periodically and join in and clap hands periodically when we get going here, we would love that. It's a great day. The sun is shining. Feels good. We're going to have a great time. Thank you. a little bit.
Oh, today is gonna be a wonderful day, for God has washed my sins away.
Praises again.
rejoice.
The Lord has birthed a brand new day.
Rejoice.
Oh, let your rise.
Give
him praise. Shout for joy at sunrise. For the ocean waves. Sing birds of paradise.
For the day the Lord has made.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Honor, rejoice.
The Lord has birthed a brand new day.
Rejoice!
Open up your eyes and give Him praise. Shout for joy, sunrise, roll the ocean waves. Sing ye birds of paradise for the day the Lord has made. Rejoice, rejoice, on us, rejoice!
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I don't know who's with you.
We'd like to take a moment and feature Miss Debbie Duncan on this next beautiful prayer. Could we ask the sound company to turn up Debbie's mic? This mic right here. Turn it up a bit.
Oh,
still get a bit more volume? Thank you very much. On the vocals, leads, and all leads. Thank you.
Test A.
Test, test. This mic comes in. And the piano just a bit. Thank you.
If you could just get the piano up in the monitor, we'd just be real happy with that.
I don't think they can.
Lord, we believe that you do answer prayer. And we believe that you still care. Though darkness seems to be everywhere, oh, we do believe that you're still there. They seem so prosperous, and it looks like the end is very near. Savior, we shall not be discouraged, because we know that you're aware. We're not deceived.
Wonderful to look out and see all of the ladies together from all over the country. Can you hear us?
Can you turn this microphone up so we can be heard across? Up. Thank you. Now. Can you hear me now? A little bit better? Well, I tell you, I don't quite know how to fix that problem. If I can fix it. Da-da-da. Kind of a big space here. This next song is not your typical gospel song. It was written by John Lennon several many years ago. It's a song that speaks about the world that we live in and how we can live together. I'm getting complaints that I can't be heard. Can you just turn it way up somehow back there? Hello, sound good. Can you turn this vocal mic way up? You can? You're at your limit? Well, that's better. There, can you hear that? Good. Thank you. Now, I'll start all over again. This song that we're about to do, John Lennon wrote several years ago. It's not your typical gospel song, but it definitely speaks the gospel about unity and people coming together to make this world that we live in a better place. Because if we all work together, and whatever voice that you have that you use it, you can make a difference if you want to and if you try, make that effort. And that's what it's all about. That's what this feels like in here, getting together and making a difference and redesigning and reimagining. Did I hear, did I see that? It's a wonderful conference. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. And no hell below. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Yeah. Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, yeah, yeah. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You might say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. No, maybe someday you will join. Thank you. is Mr. Dan Gennard on piano. Imagine no possession. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger or brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You might say that I'm a dreamer, yes, but I'm not the only one. And maybe someday you will join us, yes, and this world will live as one, yes. You might say that I'm a dreamer, yes, but I'm not, and I hope I'm not. This world.